Israeli warplanes today bombed four suspected Palestinian guerrilla bases in Lebanon. Reports from Beirut say at least two people were wounded and a number of fires started in the four villages. From Jerusalem, Jerry Cheslow filed this report, which was subject to censorship by Israeli authorities.
According to the Israeli army spokesman, the targets were bases belonging to two pro-Syrian Palestinian guerrilla organizations. Israeli military sources say one of the targets was a staging base for raids against northern Israel. Lebanese radio stations reported that at least two people were wounded in the attack south of Beirut and that Beirut International Airport was closed for half an hour. Israeli military sources stress that the air raid had nothing to do with this week's tensions along Israel's border with Lebanon. They were between the Shiite Muslim Hezbollah Party of God militia and the Israeli-backed South Lebanese Army militia. Over the past 2 weeks, large Hezbollah forces stormed dozens of South Lebanese army positions. Israeli military sources say that at least 15 South Lebanese army men and some 50 members of Hezbollah were killed. According to the sources, the attacks also badly damaged the morale of the South Lebanese army, and this led Israel to deploy a large force along its border with Lebanon. The force included troops, armor, and artillery, and according to knowledgeable observers, it was equipped for offensive action against Hezbollah. Senior Israeli defense sources say that Hezbollah was trying to take over all of southern Lebanon. Hezbollah has also been attacking UNIFIL, the UN force in southern Lebanon. Over the past 6 weeks, four French UNIFIL troops were killed by Hezbollah. And just this morning, a French UN base was rocketed in southern Lebanon. There were no casualties, but some of the soldiers were blown off their seats. And the sources said that Hezbollah domination of southern Lebanon would be a direct threat to Israel. Some of its men who were killed were wearing kerchiefs with the words "Onward to Jerusalem" printed on them. But since the Israeli troops deployed along the border 3 days ago, there have been no Hezbollah attacks on the South Lebanese army. By nightfall, here in the Middle East, the Israeli troops had returned to their bases. For National Public Radio, I'm Jerry Cheslow in Jerusalem.